Good morning. It is 8 minutes past midnight Central Time. And that was the Pam's Peaceful People theme song you just heard there. Put it together a year or two ago for Mom. And it applies this week as she beat the socks off of me. I didn't stand a chance the whole week. Brooklyn Nine was just not having it. Also, Mr. Patrick Mahomes, as well as a little bit of a support from a wide receiver, though he got both got over 30 points. Monster performance, as we call that. Supported Mom for her 116-point win this week. That puts Mom up at a... it brings you to a 4-6. So let's analyze this a little bit. You got 4 weeks left. Week 11, 12, 13, 14. Could she be a playoffs team? Depends on who she's playing. Depends on if she's going to have a hard schedule or not. And how many more games that she needs to win. If she wins all four games, that of course brings her to an 8-6. Definitely a playoffs team. So you are by no means eliminated yet from the playoffs bracket. If you win two more of your games, puts you at a 6-8, which is not a playoffs team. Likely. Very, very likely not a playoffs team. So you're going to need to win three or four of your games to even be a playoffs contender. So who's she playing? Well, unfortunately, she's playing Raj next week. Unfortunately, she's playing Legion of Doom the week after. Unfortunately, she's playing Colorado Fire Dogs, the superstar champion this year in week 13. And she's going to top it off week 14 in her face. The Ass Cracks will finish up her season. Hard schedule. So I don't know, Mom, but I'm sure you don't mind the B team bracket. If you are in the B team bracket, you're going to be high up there, probably playing Mark. That being said, I lost. That puts me at a really sad 5-5. But Legion of Doom. Here comes the. Y'all don't really want it like that. Yeah. He's up there with the greats. He's at a 6-4. If you think back to the first couple of weeks when he was struggling, he was in last place there for a while. He was in second to last place. And old Kamish had a prediction that he'd be up there pretty quick. And week after week, my prediction came true. So I'll take most of the credit for his rise. but at a 6-4, you got four games left, Dad. So you could be at a best a 10-4. You got to win one, and you're probably in there. You're probably in there, generally, in the A team. What else happened this week? Buccaneers took out Spicy Space Tubes. Spicy Space didn't set his line, but he did get almost 40 points from his quarterback, Justin Fields. Still didn't win, but man, what Joe mentioned on one of the previous pods, if that boy set his line, he'd be in good shape. It's pretty clear from BFB history. He ain't gonna. Buccaneers had a sad sub-100-pointy week, but she won. Travis Kelce brought her 20 points. You had Drake London, first time I've ever heard that name in my life, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, bringing her A-team performance, basically, at 15 points or so. And you got a couple other A-teamers in there. So Josh Allen, QB, also bringing her some good stuff. And Becca's up there at the top with the medals board. We got some... let's just take a pause here a moment and talk about the most points medals. I mentioned Colorado Fire Dogs are fourth place most points medals. Becca did not get a most points medal this week. But she does remain up there at four medals. Rocky Mountain Mama got a most points medal. Rex Kwon Do got a most points place medal, and Glenda's Glad. Congratulations, Glenda's Glad, Colorado Fire Dogs, Rocky Mountain Mama, and the other one that I said. Marilyn Marksman wins game. Finally wins his game against the Michigan Flube. And Stefan Diggs is being a huge support to him at 25 points. A-team performance, no doubt. And that's going to put Mark at a 5-5, tied with the Brooklyn Nine. Okay, Mark. Okay, bud. You're on the fence again. You're still a playoffs contender. Puppy Collector loses against the most points this week, Rex Kwando. Rex Kwando, this is what I really want to highlight here. He is the most consistent team this year. No one player sticks out by any means. But he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players at over 20 points. That is a solid, consistent line. And then he's got a 10-point rhythm section, which is, of course, nothing to go crazy about. But when you got every single player up there with solid performance, that is what is going to win VFB championships. He's got probably the best chance of winning, I would say, at this point. He did have one guy at 0 points, Romeo Dubes. Dubes. Again, first time I've ever said that name. What happened to this guy? Did Rex abide? Did he do to Beatty? Dubes was diagnosed Monday with a high right ankle sprain. A high right ankle sprain. And could be sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks. Okay, no. He was out Monday and he got hurt in the game. So Rex is full swing, full power, and one to fear. Rocky Mountain Mama took out the Carlin Redskins. Carlin Redskins are struggling to put something real A-team-like together this year. They've also got relatively consistent performance, but borderline B. You know, Rex has got solid A-team consist, and Raj is just, he's like, yeah, I'm also consist, but I'm also kind of a B-team this year. And I think he's accepted his place. Rocky Mountain Mama, benefiting from a fantastic 24-point rhythm section with the Saints. And otherwise, a couple of solid 15, 20-pointers in there. Gets her one of the most points medals this week. And she moves up the ladder. Alomar Ascrack does an easy, easy takeout of the UMadbro. UMadbro, yeah, last week had a the one performance from Joe. Mix it up, Mixon, at over 55 points, which we think was a VFB record in all of VFB history. And this week, Joe Mix It Up, Mixon, is he falling on from his last week? No, he's on bye week, and he's still playing for the UMadbro, so it's disrespectful. It's absolutely disrespectful what Jessica does in this league. Showing people she always has the one players, and then leaving them in when they have bye week. So she deserves her standings, and she does not deserve any mug this year. If she does, I'm going to put something real nasty along the side of it. It's going to be embarrassing for her to take out of the cupboard. Legion of Doom, he doesn't have a great team. He has a good team. It's like a sub Rex Kwando type of team, but it's above Raj, somewhere in betweeny. But he does have all of us have a good chance. If you get in the playoffs bracket, then it's just a luck game. Some of us have a little bit of an edge against the house, but in the end, if the week pans out and you eliminate a superstar player, superstar team like the Colorado Fire Dogs in week one of the playoffs, things change real fast. Okay? So keep on playing. The B-team mug is going to be, whoever is in the B-team bracket, it's going to be a dogfight for the B-team mug, because there's about 7 to 8 teams right on that scrimmage line of the playoffs territory. So there's going to be some mad teams, some real, real angry teams down in the B-team bracket, missing out on the championship mug, and we'll be scrambling for that B-team mug. We just got 4 weeks left. I'm kind of hoping I get up there. Then again, I have never had a B-team mug in my entire life, so I would like to design my own B-team mug. That would be pretty sweet. Have a good one.